Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
1560. This is Dynamo All Access. Presented by Bud Light on your home for the Houston Dynamo. Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. Live from high atop the Gal building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, thanks for taking the time out to tune in tonight to Dynamo All Access on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Soccer fans, fanaticos, thank you for taking the time and listening to this program. Now, what an amazing week it's been in football, both locally and internationally. Yesterday, we saw Bayern Munich without the likes of Arjen Robben, Frank Ribery, and Bastian Schweinsteiger reverse a 3-1 deficit to Porto, advancing on aggregate 7-4. Led by Thomas Muller, Robert Lewandowski, and Thiago, a breathtaking performance. They advanced to the semifinals. Barcelona gets two from Neymar Jr. They advanced past PSG. Special note there, the unbelievable run from Andreas Iniesta to set Neymar up. Now, today, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. Now, remember, going into this one, Atletico had not lost in seven matches against Real Madrid this year. Well, guess what? Real Madrid wins the big one. Arda gets sent off for Atletico Madrid, and Real Madrid go out 1-0 winners. Chicharito, believe it or not, getting the start in this one due to tons of injuries to Karim Benzema, Gareth Bale, and he gets the game winner from CR7. Monaco and Juventus tie at 0. Juventus advance 1-0 on aggregate. So the semifinals are going to be set. Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Juventus. A good stroke there for the Italian Serie A with Juventus getting into the semifinals. Twitter, you can follow me, glendavissoccer.com. Also get over to Facebook, Soccer Matters. And, of course, everything Dynamo is over at Facebook, Soccer Matters. And also, of course, at HoustonDynamo.com. It's also where you can get your tickets to the Dynamo and the Dash. The Dash getting a draw on the road last weekend. And, of course, the Dynamo this past weekend putting together a solid third road performance, and we're unlucky not to win in the match at RFK Stadium against DC United. 1-1 draw, where at the end of the game, the Dynamo looking like the home team. Now, the Dynamo started and finished this game better than the home team. The Dynamo came out and up for the moment and had chances inside the first 15 minutes, most notably from Giles Barnes. Now, Owen Coyle makes two changes to his lineup, bringing on Alexander Lopez for the injured Bonac Garcia. Raul Rodriguez back in the lineup, goes the full 90 minutes for the first time since the opening game against the Columbus Crew. He came in for David Horst and played next to Jermaine Taylor. The Dynamo starting in the 4-3-3 with the three in the middle, again effectively denying opponent strikers the ball. We're talking about Chris Pontius and Jairo Arrieta of D.C. Now think of this on the road. In L.A., the three set in midfield worked effectively to deny the ball to Robbie Keane and Jozy Zardes. In Seattle, the tactic worked effectively to deny Clint Dempsey and Obafemi Martins the ball. And at D.C., it worked effectively again as well to deny Pontius and Arrieta. Now, this three set of Sturgis, Clark, and Garrido, this triangle, they're closing off passing lanes. They're congesting that area of the field. And essentially what it does is it forces forwards to make runs out wide because it is so difficult to get the ball behind those three. And they're so effective at, again, cutting passing lanes off, cutting space out, pressuring the ball. So DC United would then push the final 10 minutes in the first half, and the Dynamo would go to the locker room down a goal, despite the fact that they have opened up the first 45 minutes on the road effectively. Now, Owen Coyle, the Dynamo manager, no hesitation to make changes to his tactics at the start of the second half. He's not waiting until the final 10 minutes to make a move or the final five. He wasn't playing for a draw. He's looking for solutions and giving players opportunity to be the solution. And that's what happens when he brings Will Brun on. He comes in to partner Giles Barnes. Off comes Luis Garrido. The Dynamo go to a 4-4-2, and it's effective. There is a risk with this, as we all know. But Will Brun would produce the most significant minutes of his season here in 2015. He gets to the near post. He redirects a brilliant delivery from Brad Davis. The acrobatic touch from Brun at the near post is saved by Dykstra. But Ricardo Clark is the first to react as the Dynamo tie things up. Here's how it sounded on Root Sports.
Here's Brad Davis now. Dynamo got a lot of players in front of the ball. Davis gets across it. Quick time. What a save, Dykstra. It's pounded in. Once again, it's Rico Clark. And the Dynamo have the vital second half tying goal here. Look at the emotion from Ricardo Clark here in the nation's capital.
Giles Barnes would also hit the post in the second half. He was dangerous as well on this day. The Dynamo finished the game pushing to win it. And, in fact, are disappointed they don't win the game. And it was that push at the end of the game that I had gotten a ton of reaction from Dynamo fans showing appreciation for the fact that the Houston Dynamo went on the road and went to win the game. Again, I remind you, it's the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City this coming weekend at BBVA Compass Stadium. So tonight, we'll hear from the manager, Owen Coyle. We'll hear from the new signing from the Chicago Fire, the Brazilian Alex. We'll hear from Honduran Alexander Lopez. From Sporting Kansas City, you'll get a word from Benny Failhaber, their very talented midfielder leading the league in assists, and also a visit with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. We will play part one and two of our Premier League Stoke City visit with former Houston Dynamo defender, midfielder, Jeff Cameron. Really insightful interview and a lot of Premier League talk there. All right, we'll take a break here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Let's get this thing rolling tonight.
To Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
Always a good time here, and always a great opportunity for you, the listener, to get into the mind of the manager, and he is Owen Coyle of the Houston Dynamo. He joins us now. Owen, we always look forward to these get-togethers weekly.
As I do, Glenn. I mean, it's always nice to chat with yourself about soccer, and hopefully the people are listening are enjoying what we're doing.
So we look at this game at DC United. This was another very good performance. And if you were going to put this out there to the fan, what are the subtle things that the Dynamo continue to improve on that you would want them to notice?
Well, hopefully, first and foremost, they're noticing that we're very much together as a unit, as a group. And whether we're at home at the BBVA or we're away on our road trips, we're trying to get out and try and win each and every game, Glenn, which I think is important. You know, we've got to have the mindset that even when we go behind in games, that we're still capable of coming back. We've already shown that. We've shown at LA Galaxy. We've shown at DC against two fantastic teams, as you know. The Galaxy, obviously, the MLS champions, and DC, who were the conference champions last year as well. So we still think there's a lot of improvement to come from us. But as a group, we're working hard. We're understanding what we all need to do for each other. And equally, we're understanding as well that any given moment, if we need to change in terms of the shape of our team or tactically one or two things, we're capable of doing that. So from myself and Sandy and Wade's point in terms of the coaching staff, we're delighted by that response and the understanding of what we're trying to implement on a daily basis at training.
You guys came out like a house on fire in D.C. and were unlucky not to go up in this game. I mean, that was obviously the plan, was to get off and really kind of push them a little early, right?
Well, I had to be, Glenn, because, you know, D.C. prior to that game were 14 games unbeaten at home. So we knew they had a proud home record. So we felt that we had to start the game well. We had to start on the front foot. And we set up, obviously, with the three in the midfield to pass and move the ball and cause them problems, which we did. And if truth be told, we felt really aggrieved to be a goal behind it at the break. And I've got to give credit to the lad Rolf, because it was a wonder free kick into the top corner, which was going to have to be special to beat, obviously, Tyler. And it's went in via the post. So we found ourselves a goal down, having started really well, and had, as you know, three wonderful chances in the first half to take the lead. So what we had to do was look to bounce back quickly. And I felt at that time in the game, you know, although we were a goal down, I felt we could still win the match. You know, never mind draw it. I felt we were still capable. And we made a change. We went through one of the midfielders. We went with Will Bruin and another attacker, because everything we wanted to do was positive, and we sent that to the players at the break. So we came out in the second half with that mindset to get back into the game, to go on to win the game. And on another day, we very, very well could have. Having said that, you know, at the break, then obviously it was a good point because we were behind. But I was delighted with the application, the quality, and the effort that the players keep showing every week.
Owen, you remind us that, you know, you're not going to wait till the final moments to try and change the course of the game, whether it's through a tactical change, an individual change. Sometimes it becomes a tactical change because of an individual. I mean, you're just not the guy that's going to wait and depend upon the last couple of minutes for a set piece.
No, I think ultimately, Glenn, you know, whether, as I say, whether you're home, whether in your travels, as I say, we're trying to be positive, we're trying to win games. For me, the way to win games is if you see something within the game that needs changing, that then you change it. And that doesn't need to be in the 80th minute, the 85th minute. If you see it in the 30th minute, you see it in the 40th, then change it. You know, because that's why you're there. You're there to see if there's something that you can do to give the opposition problems. And that's what we did. We had a chat. Even as the first half was going on, we'd already made our mind up that, you know, if it continued as it was, then come half-time, we're making the change. We're going to be very positive with Will Bruin warming up, ready to go. And that's what we did.
Now, it seems like this trio of central midfield players, Clark, Garrido, Sturgis, this really seems to be working effectively. If I just look at the three road games, you guys have cut off service to Obafemi Martins, Clint Dempsey. You've cut off L.A.'s service to Zardes and Keane. And you've cut off service to Pontius and Arrieta. I mean, there's a lot to take away from that, because those guys are not getting a lot of the ball, you know, up until you maybe had to change things because of the 36-minute goal.
Well, that's right. And on that, I mean, you're right on that, Glenn, because what you do is when you withdraw that extra midfielder and have another attacker, then you're sacrificing a little bit of your defensive shape against the ball. But when we looked at it, we felt it was a calculated gamble that we were prepared to take, because it's a little bit of risk and reward. But we knew we were a threat all night. We knew we could score goals. And we've got great belief in the boys we've got at the back. I mean, it was great. That was Raul Rodriguez's first full game, Glenn. It's amazing to think that. You know, he started at Columbus, as you know, and obviously came off, and then at Seattle. So for him to get 96 minutes under his belt. But by taking the extra midfielder, you're right, you give a little bit up, because we've looked solid. And as much as we've conceded a goal at LA, a goal at Seattle, and one at DC, the chances have been limited. And we really feel we're probably worth more than the 2 points we've received from the two road draws. But what we do know moving forward is that we have players that are flexible, Glenn. We can have the three, we can have the two. But when that works well with Sturgis, Clark and Garrido, it still works really well. I have to say, I still think there's lots more to come from young Luis Garrido, because he's learning. It's maybe in a position that's new to him. So he's certainly, you know, growing into that as well. And that's good moving forward, because, as you know, as a head coach, the problem you want is that players are playing well, Glenn. And then as a head coach, you've got a decision to make to who to pick. So I'd rather have that than having the problem that players are out of sorts with their performances.
So talk a little bit more, Owen, about Luis Garrido, because he does have the tendency to want to sit in front of a back four. That's where he's most comfortable. You've got him a little bit higher up the field. You're expecting some different things out of him. What is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, as I said to Luis, he has so much energy and so much, you know, positivity about his play. And what I'm trying to add and trying to hone, because he's so young, is just a little bit of finesse to his play. And when we do that, I mean, he's a wonderful player, but I still think there's so much more to come.
Now, let's move on to Alexander Lopez, because for me, this is the best soccer that he's ever played for the Houston Dynamo, and I would particularly point to the second half. I just thought he was extremely wise on the ball, kept things moving, picked out the right pass. You've really worked this young man, and you seem to be breaking through here now.
Well, you and I know, Glenn, because you've seen extensive training sessions, and we've got great belief in him. We know his ability, and what I've been trying to stress to young, it's Alex. It was funny last week, just on a side note, because he said, because of us, we've signed Alex from Chicago as well, and two Alexes, and I says, what are we going to do here? And he says, my name is Alexander. which is brilliant, Glenn, because Sandy, my assistant, his name is Alexander as well, Alexander Stewart, but he's called Sandy back home. So we had a bit of fun with that, but it was a bit of his character, which I really liked.
Yeah.
And but what he's also bringing to the table now, out with his natural ability, Glenn, for seeing a pass and finding an opening, he's bringing that work ethic. He had to work really hard at DC, up and down all night, and that was pleasing for me, because I think sometimes people had a perception that he wasn't a hard worker, and the kid is. But he has so much scope, Glenn, to move forward. And as a coach, that's what excites me, when you get these young players that you think, you know, I can polish them up a little bit and get more from them. And that's all we're trying to do with young Alex Lopez. But he has wonderful ability. He's pleasing on the eye, technically very gifted. So I'm just hoping that everything comes to fruition for him.
He's manager Owen Coyle. Let's continue on Alexander Lopez, because he was a boy that was a young man that was lacking confidence coming into the season. I know you spotted that. So you have to, in some sort of calculated way, build his confidence up as a manager. And this is not a skill everybody has. So how do you go about doing that?
Well, first and foremost, I think you've got to let the player know that you know he has ability. You know you trust him and you believe in him. And that's what I've said to him. And even prior to the game on Saturday, I mean, I've chatted with young Alex Lopez extensively. And, you know, I've waxed lyrical, as you know, at the training session about his ability. But I've also told him within that, Glenn, he's got... Because this is what happens, and you know this as well, when kids are growing up and they're the best player in their year, sometimes they're afforded the luxury of just playing when they receive the ball, Glenn. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the level that the MLS is in the major leagues, the major soccer leagues in the world, then even the top players, the Messi's and Ronaldo's, they play their part for their team. And that's what I was stressing to young Alexander Lopez. He has a role to play within the team in terms of against the ball. And when we've got the ball, he goes and expresses himself. So, bit by bit, I've got to say, the message we're getting through, as you know, he featured in a lot of the games pre-season, played behind the striker in a number of the games when we operated with a different shape again, which I love as well, because we have players that are flexible. Young Alex Lopez could play in any of the positions across the front, from behind the striker to any of the midfield positions, and that's great for us, because at any given moment in a game, Glenn, if I felt we had to change the shape, then I know he's comfortable popping into any of those areas. But what he is bringing now, he's bringing the hard work as well. And he's got pace, he's a strong man, and he's got a wonderful eye for a pass, which ultimately we want to do. We want to pass and move that ball.
Owen Coyle joining us here. The Dynamo getting a wonderful result in the nation's capital, a 1-1 draw. I get the sense, in some ways, there was some disappointment that you didn't win this game based on the performance you produced on the road.
Well, there was, and I've got to say, not only for me, and this was a pleasing thing for me, Glenn, when I came in after the game and go to address the players in the locker room, I knew, and the players knew, that their performance, could easily have resulted in 3 points. Now, I'm not being dismissive in any way, because DC had one or two opportunities as well. And as you know, when we speak, I always like to be fair in my assessment and give balance to the games. And of course, because you give up the midfielder, they had one or two a header later on, and maybe a shot on the counter-attack that could have been goals. But I think over the piece, if anybody looked at those 95 minutes and analysed it, I think they would have said if anybody was deserving of the 3 points, it would be the Dynamo. But the great thing for me is that players sense that disappointment of not winning a game on the road at DC, or nobody's won in long enough. So that's great for us moving forward. The season, it's in its infancy, Glenn. It's only early, but we know the harder we work, the more we stay together, then we know we certainly feel that we can grow, and we can be challenging to be in those playoffs that the Dynamo missed out on last year.
So time for a little bit of a break here. Stay with us. More from the Dynamo manager, Owen Coyle, when we return here on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Stay with us. So I guess it ain't that after shave a cologne that made him just think. Plus I showed up with a coat fresher than wet paint. So big love is a chess game. Check me.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud White, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gow Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. You, the soccer fan, thank you for tuning in and listening to Dynamo All Access here tonight as we continue on with the manager, Owen Coyle. So, Owen, you know, you had mentioned in our first segment here tonight that you immediately went to two strikers in a 4-4-2 in the second half. You brought Will Brun on. And many are saying, including me, this was some very valuable minutes from Will Brun, and he plays a big part in the goal as well.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Glenn, because I felt it was Will Brun's best minutes of the season. You know, Will has been training really well. Started the season, as you know, against Columbus, and obviously found himself on the bench as of late, but he stepped into the game on Saturday, and I thought he was outstanding. You know, and as much as he had the assist for the goal, and I've got to say it was a great save to deny him scoring himself, he had another great opportunity. But out with that, his general play, Glenn, that was the important thing for me. What he brought to the team, he won his flicks in the air, he brought us up the pitch, he was running at corners, he looked really dangerous. And that was the Will Brun that we all know and love, and it was great to see him back like that. But I'd seen it all week in training. I'd actually said to him in the build-up to the game, Glenn, be ready, Will, because it was a close decision whether you started or not. And at some time tonight, you're going to step into this game. I know he's got a wonderful record against DC as well. So, I mean, all those things have just added up in my mind that I knew if I need to use them as early as it was, I was prepared to do it. And that's what we did.
Owen Coyle joining us here on 1560 AM radio. And, you know, that last 15 minutes, it was exciting because you guys were going for it. DC United was reeling. You know, it's amazing how many fans have sort of cued into being prideful of the fact that the Dynamo were going for the win in the nation's capital and in the end looked like the home team.
Well, we felt it was important because, and this is the thing, I mean, from my playing days, Glenn, as well, and back home in Scotland, when there's two major teams at the time, Glasgow Celtic and Glasgow Rangers, I mean, I used to play in teams that would go and hope to try and squeeze a draw, and invariably you would lose a game 1-2 or 3-0, and I always felt, when my team's going to play, be it home or away, we're going to win games. We're going to give our fans that they know that we're trying to win that match. Now, that won't always be the case, but we have got to set out with that incentive to win a match. As tough as the games are and the quality we play here, we believe that every game we're going to play, we're going to try and win. And that was it. And it'd be easy in the last 15 minutes, Glenn, to sit back at 1-1 and think, I'll hold on for a point. And then you lose a late goal and you think to yourself, oh, why did I not go? So our mindset is, of course, we don't want to give chances away and defensively, but we're going out to try and win a game. And that's what we did. Ultimately, we drew the game. But the mindset, and the players know this because we speak about it on a daily basis, is that we're going to attack when we can and try and win matches.
So even though it was a similar point as if you would have defended it out and managed it out and sat back and defended, this is more valuable because of the way you got the point. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely, Glenn. I'm glad you said that because, as you know, there's ways to earn points in a game. And some, although it's only the same point, some, I think, give more meaning and certainly to a group of players and more belief in how you go about it to earn that point. Now, I felt this was a point that we certainly earned, but possibly were there three. Now, sometimes you'll get that point and you've been lucky to hold on. We don't want to be a team that's lucky to hold on, Glenn. We want to be a team that's the aggressors and trying to win the matches. And I always feel when you bring big performances, you know, those points will come with those performances. But we need to consistently give performances, and that will be the key to the Dynamo having success moving forward. But as I said, I mean, the season, it's early in the season, it's in its infancy. We, and I've got to say this as well, I mean, I'm learning to know about the league, about the teams, about the players. But we know moving forward, you know, we know what the aims are. And it's the same. We're aiming to be in those playoffs. We have a chance of winning the ultimate prize. And that's how we'll set about it.
Now, I know you have a great support system with Chris Kennedy, Matt Jordan, all your assistants, Sandy, Wade Barrett, Paul, your fitness manager, too, Cafferty. What's
Paul Cafferty.
Paul Cafferty. That's right. There's two Pauls there, right? Paul Rogers and Paul Cafferty.
Yep, all right, exactly.
So the two Pauls as well. But I also think you're a quick study because when I listen to you talk about other teams, you seem incredibly knowledgeable about the other players, the way they play. So I guess I say to myself, the human eye, it's tough to beat the human eye these days.
No, listen, absolutely. The thing is, Glenn, and this is the thing, I mean, if you stand still, particularly in our sport, then you'll be found wanting. So, of course, there's new ideas, innovative approaches, everything coming in that plays its part. But when all said and done, nothing will ever beat the naked eye in terms of watching a player, watching opposition, Glenn, because we've been brought up in it. You've known it from a young age. You've known how players play. And when you see that, you know, that value that teams have in terms of how they play as a team, but individually what they bring to a game, then of course the naked eye picks up on that. And we can watch, you know, we can be told, we can get a report on this, a report on that. But when you watch teams extensively and you watch players, then of course you pick up their qualities and the threat that they'll bring to your team. And that's why I'm finding as well within MLS that every week, you know, different teams bring different qualities, and we have to judge that on our merit in terms of how we go about it. Because the great thing with certainly will always be for us is that we're very, and you know this, very respective of the quality of the opposition we play. But equally, my players have to know, as good as the teams that we're playing are, we have a good squad. We have players that have got to believe in themselves and trust themselves, and I need them to perform to their maximum. You know, when we can, stop the opposition, but equally, when we're in possession, going and playing and trying to play in the right manner, befitting of a Houston Dynamo team.
So the perfect segue into the opponent this weekend, and some believe this is the real Dynamo rivals after the last 3 years of being shifted to the Eastern Conference. Now you guys are in the West, but Sporting Kansas City now will come to town. There's three times the Dynamo and them have met in the playoffs, and you could even go back to the days when they were the Kansas City Wizards. Let's talk a little bit about this team. Here's a team that's got Roger Espinosa, who's played for Honduras, Dom Dwyer, scoring goals last year like crazy, a couple U.S. internationals with Beisler and Graham Zusi. Let's talk about this team and what you see out of Sporting Kansas City.
Well, I see a very good side. I see a team that have lots of energy. They're very vibrant, very energetic, and as you mentioned, with good players. You know, the boy I've got to say as well, you know, when you look at him, De Jong, the left back as well, mm-hmm. loves to get forward and has a very good left foot, as you know. And the front three, obviously, last week, Zusi, Dwyer and Nemeth, I mean, they interchange. They have freedom of movement, but knowing their job within their team. They had a middle three last week of obviously Savando, we know Carrasco had played in there with Roger Espinosa and Phil Harper. So they have very good players. Beisler, you could go through them. Beisler at the back, Annie Barber right back, De Jong at left. These are very good individual players within a very good collective team, led by, you know, Peter Vermees, a very good coach. Roger, as you know, Roger Espinosa played for myself and Sandy at Wigan. So we know Roger, we know his qualities. And this is a very good team. It's a very tough match. There's no getting away from that. But I've got to say, we're at home, we're at the BBVA. We have shown that we can stand toe-to-toe with the best teams in the MLS. And that's what we're going to do, because this is another one of them at the weekend. But I will look to my group to make sure they're at their best. And if we are, it's a game as tough as this game is, it's a game that we are capable of winning.
Yeah, so I don't want to, like, put the pressure thing on this point of the year, but points are valuable. And as we've seen already after a half a dozen games, there's a little between a lot of teams. And this is likely the way it's going to go, you would think, to a degree. So, you know, at home, this game, what sort of healthy pressure is on you guys to get a result here? I know you want to get results every time at home, but at this stage of the season.
Well, it's like anything else, Glenn. It's the same as every other week, because we don't enter into these games lightly, and particularly as a head coach. I mean, you know that you're not only responsible for a team and a club. I mean, it's the Dynamo represents Houston as a city, and that's something that we don't take lightly. So, again, what we'll do, we'll prepare as we always do very thoroughly. We'll certainly, the players will be aware of the individual strength of the Kansas players, and indeed, if there's one or two weaknesses that we think we can identify, we'll look at that, and they'll know collectively what they'll bring, and we'll stress to them the importance of us going about how we want to play, and whether we decide to tweak in terms of the personnel and how we want to go about it. That's something that we look at on a game-to-game basis. But we're at home, we want to express ourselves, we want to try and nullify the threat they have, and they do have, as you know, a very good threat. And particularly in that front three, you mentioned Zusi, Dwyer and Nemeth. I mean, these are very good players. I thought they performed well at LA Galaxy last week. So they'll come in good heart, you know, led by a very good coach in Peter Vermees. But equally, as I said, we'll look to get that ball down and play and be expressive when we can. And as I say, look to be positive in everything we do.
Do you look at the way they set up and the way you set up? Are there similarities there?
Well, there are some similarities. Yeah, I mean, they've obviously played, they've had the three, and they played a front three, which is, you know, slightly different, Glenn, to what we've played in the last 2 weeks, because a lot of the teams have played either with, you know, like, for example, DC played with Pontius and Arrieta, And prior to that, a lot of the teams played Montreal, played, you know, Piatti behind the striker. You know, Columbus did that, but LA was Arvidsson and Keane dropping off, Seattle was... So, again, as you can sense from that, a lot of the teams have played a slightly different system to what Sporting Kansas play. So that's something that, that we'll look extensively. We'll look on the merits, and we'll decide the best way for to go about for the Dynamo. But, yeah, it's intriguing. I'm laughing, Glenn, because I'm glad you, that you picked up on that, that they play slightly different to what other teams have played to this point. But, yeah, so it'll be interesting how that pans out.
I just think it's the fascinating part of the game. And look, you've battled with your great soccer mind with the great soccer minds of the Premier League. So how do you judge so far the ability tactically of the coaches in Major League Soccer? Because you know us in America, we're always looking for something to find out about comparing the Premier League and MLS. You know, that's what we're about here.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, I've got to say, nothing surprised me about the quality that the MLS brings, because, again, I've been fortunate to have witnessed it year after year improving. And it's still, as we all know, there's still scope for this to grow into one of the top soccer leagues in global soccer. And I think within that, you know, the key components, as we always know, is players and obviously the infrastructure of your club in terms of your coaches. And I've been very impressed, as a lot of these coaches I know, because I played against them in my pre-season games. And then, you know, in terms of that, the quality, that I think that speaks for itself. And again, it's always great pitting your wits against, you know, whether it's an Arsene Wenger or you know, whether it's Bruce Arena or Ziggy Schmidt. I mean, top coaches that the league has. And, you know, and these coaches, and I've said this before, and not because I'm the MLS, but the coaches here could go and work anywhere in the world. I truly believe that. And so it's great every week, you know, trying to pit your wits against terrific teams and terrific coaches. And it's a game that we all truly love.
Owen, we're going to end on that note. A great note there, and some great insight into the MLS managers, your team, and helping us really get in deep to what's going on ahead of the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City this weekend. We wish you the best of luck at BBVA Compass Stadium.
Thanks, Ryan. Pleasure as always, Paul. Thank you.
All right. That was Dynamo manager Owen Coyle ahead of Sporting Kansas City this weekend. You don't want to miss this one. Get out to BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets available at HoustonDynamo.com.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, soccer fans, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. What a day in the world of soccer today. Juventus and also Real Madrid advancing to the semifinals of the UEFA Champions League. Quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you that the best place to catch live soccer, it's down at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's the Houston Dynamo. It's the Houston Dash. It's all about the live game. Get out to the stadium. Get around like-minded individuals. If you need some advice, well, Bud Light will tell you where to get your tickets. You get your tickets over at HoustonDynamo.com for both the Houston Dynamo and for the Houston Dash. Now, there's also the Gold Cup coming to town at BBVA Compass Stadium. Get down there for that as well. You can go over to the BBVA Compass website as well. Bud Light, the official sponsor of Dynamo All Access on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM, the Mexican national team, and Major League Soccer. All right, caught up the other day in training with the young Honduran, Alexander Lopez, who, in my opinion, comes off his best ever game in a Dynamo uniform against DC United on the road this past weekend in the nation's capital.
Let's just talk about that performance in D.C. and how confidence building that may have been for him.
Vamos a hablar un poquito acerca del partido en D.C., ¿no? La calidad de juego que tuviste fue bastante buena y cómo afecta eso tu confianza. Tiene que hacerlo de manera positiva, ¿no? Me imagino.
Sí, la verdad que sí. Creo que positivamente aprovechamos la oportunidad que se me dio de comenzar desde el principio. Entonces creo que hacerlo de la mejor manera tenía que ayudar al equipo y pues gracias a Dios se me dieron las cosas.
Yeah, I'm just very happy for the opportunity. I knew that, you know, being given the opportunity to get started early in the game was something that gave me the chance to make an impact. And I knew what I had to do, and luckily for me, I went out and did it in the best way possible, and we were able to get a result.
Is he a happier footballer this year?
eres quizás más feliz como futbolista este año.
Sí, la verdad que sí, creo de que he tenido más oportunidades que el año pasado. Creo de que pues, este año el sistema de juego que se está implantando es mejor, entonces creo de que para mí me ha caído de la mejor manera, entonces hay que aprovechar las oportunidades.
I think so. I think I'm happier this year. I think I'm getting, you know, more looks at the ball, more opportunities than maybe last year. And I think, you know, the new system of play that we have on the field is a definite boost for me. You know, it gives me more of an opportunity to come out and make an impact.
Alexander Lopez joining us here. What about the manager? The manager's obviously got confidence in Alex, Alexander. This has to mean a lot right now.
¿Qué tal el técnico? Obviamente el técnico te tiene confianza, así que pues obviamente eso también te ayuda a ti, ¿no? En el ámbito personal, en el ámbito profesional.
Sí, la verdad que sí, creo de que él me ha ayudado a poder tener, a agarrar la confianza que tenía cuando estaba en Honduras. Creo de que poco a poco voy a ir agarrando ese nivel que todos desean ver. Creo de que teniendo más oportunidad voy a poder tenerlo, y pues lo mejor es ayudar al equipo, y es lo que estoy haciendo.
It's definitely a confidence booster. I think that, you know, Owen coming in here and providing a fresh perspective has allowed me to regain that confidence that I once had when I was in Honduras. And, you know, there's no way to go but up from now. You know, I think that, you know, this is an opportunity to build on what I've already established, and hopefully I continue to get more looks at the ball and more playing time.
He did look like he lacked a little confidence last year based on the situation, and did he learn something from that, fighting through that?
El año pasado se vio y se notó que quizás te faltaba un poquito de confianza en ti mismo, ¿no? Por el hecho de que pues no tenías mucho tiempo para jugar, etcétera, ¿no? ¿Aprendiste quizás algo acerca de toda esa experiencia?
Sí, la verdad que sí, me quedó como experiencia pues saber de que el nivel de juego que hay aquí en Estados Unidos es mayor. Creo de que llegué, no tuve la oportunidad que pude tener, gracias a Dios en este momento la estoy teniendo, y pues se están dando los frutos.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was an eye-opening experience to know and to learn that the level of play here in the U.S. is higher than most people think and most people realize. When I came in, I didn't really have a lot of playing time, you know, on the field, and that definitely affected my confidence. But now things are different. Things are looking up for me. I have more of an opportunity, and hopefully I can make an impact.
Is there more responsibility for him now on the defensive side of things for Alex in Major League Soccer as opposed to playing for Olympia? Honduras.
Hay quizás un poco más de responsabilidad en términos defensivos para ti ahora que estás jugando en la MLS a comparación de cuando jugabas para el Olimpia.
Sí, la verdad que sí, creo de que en Olimpia jugaba en otro sistema de juego. Creo de que era jugaba con un poco más de libertad, y creo de que aquí ahora el fútbol, sí, no es solo en Estados Unidos, sino que en todas partes del mundo, ahora se tiene que tener más defensivo. Y entonces creo de que aquí aprendí el año pasado eso, y este año lo estoy aplicando.
Yeah, that's something I learned last year, and I'm applying it this year. You know, the fact that I have to play a little bit more defense than I used to play in Honduras. You know, it used to be a defensive, a different type of play that we implemented there. A different scheme, a different way of doing things. Nowadays, you know, this is a league that values defense on the field, and this is something that, of course, I'm trying to learn and trying to assimilate to.
Can Alex talk a little bit about his upbringing and his family and how important they are to him and some of his first influences in football in Honduras?
¿Puedes hablar un poquito acerca de tu familia y tus primeras influencias en el fútbol en Honduras?
Pues creo de que mi familia ha sido el apoyo incondicional que he tenido. Creo de que de pequeño ellos me pusieron eso en mente de que luchara por mis sueños, y pues gracias a Dios estoy aquí, pues así como la ayudita que pude tener de Bonnie.
Yeah, no, definitely family played a big role. They were very supportive early on in my career, especially, you know, the times were not as good when I was trying to get myself established. So that obviously was very important early on. And nowadays, you know, now that I made the transition to the U.S., Bonia Garcia has become kind of a family member for me. So his influence is, you know, his wisdom has actually allowed me to, you know, go through better through tough times in a better way.
He's Alexander Lopez. Last question here. London Olympics, beat Spain, become recognized nationally, national heroes. Can he expand on that a little bit and what that meant to him and his country?
En los Juegos Olímpicos de Londres se le gana a España, regresan quizás a Honduras de una manera heroica, ¿no? Los ven quizás como héroes nacionales de alguna manera. ¿Puedes hablar un poquito acerca de esa experiencia y lo que eso significó?
Sí, la verdad que sí, creo que fue una bonita experiencia. Creo de que sabíamos en el grupo en el que estábamos, al ganarle a España aseguramos ese pase a jugar contra Brasil. Creo de que el partido contra Brasil lo jugamos con 10 hombres y pues pudimos hacer lo que toda selección pequeña se podría decir en términos así, pero creo de que nos pudimos pararnos bien a Brasil sabiendo el equipo que andaba. Y pues creo de que eso fue lo que le gustó a la gente de Honduras y pues lo importante fue poner en alto el país.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity, you know, just knowing that by beating Spain, we secured that opportunity to play against Brazil. Going out there playing a respectable game with 10 men on the field, I think that more than anything was what created that that good impression among the people of Honduras. You know, just going out there and putting up a good performance against a team that is considered to be a world power. I think that, you know, just going out there and leaving everything on the field was really the rescuable part of this whole experience.
Alexander Lopez, muchas gracias. Mucho gusto.
No, gracias a usted.
That was Alexander Lopez, who, in my opinion, plays his best ever game for the Houston Dynamo against DC United in the nation's capital. Second half, just making some very smart decisions and made good use of the ball down there. Showed us that he wasn't a liability defensively. And now the Dynamo manager, Owen Coyle, has made this player, has helped nurture this player to branch his game out. And now he's a versatile choice, it seems, in midfield, and his confidence has grown. And in that interview, I will remind you, he had a smile on his face, seems like a completely different man. All right, so we move on now to the new Dynamo signing. This is the Brazilian Alex, who the Dynamo acquired in a trade with Jason Johnson from the Chicago Fire.
Let's just get some thoughts on the move here to Houston for Alex.
Tus impresiones en torno a la llegada a Houston y cómo has visto el equipo, la ciudad hasta el momento.
Me ya conocía un poco Houston por tener vivido algunas veces para acá. Y la equipo, sábado contra DC, miré un poquito la equipo y una equipo muy buena, muy fuerte. La mentalidad muy buena y estoy contento de hacer parte de este equipo.
Just happy to be a part of this team. You know, I had seen it before and, you know, I had the opportunity to see it a little bit against DC, a very strong team, a very good team. And so, you know, just happy to be here and hopefully ready to make a contribution.
This is the life of a professional footballer sometimes, being traded, having to go to a new city. It's not easy. What are the biggest challenges for him?
Es quizás la vida del futbolista, ¿no? El tener que estar constantemente en movimiento, yendo de una ciudad a otra. ¿Cuáles fueron los desafíos o cuáles han sido los desafíos más difíciles para ti?
Yo creo que la dificultad de venir para acá no me afectó mucho porque ya cambié de muchos equipos en Suiza, me cambié también algunas veces de ciudad. Y me siento como un clima mejor do que Chicago. No puedo hablar que es mejor, pero me gusta más lo clima y ojalá que las cosas se salgan bien para mí.
I mean, you know, being a professional footballer, you know that, you know, this is part of the gig. I mean, it happened to me several times in Switzerland when I played there. I played for several teams, and, you know, here it comes with the territory. You know, with Houston, it seems to be a better climate. You know, I'm pleased, you know, with what I've seen so far, and, you know, hopefully things go well from here.
All right, Alex is considered very, very versatile. Where is his preference when it comes to positionally?
Normalmente eres un jugador que se describe que es muy versátil. ¿Cuál es tu posición favorita dentro del campo?
Mi posición favorita es no centro, ¿no? Más no medio campo ahí que ha mucho tiempo vino jugando. Y en Chicago, entrenador siempre me ponía algunas posiciones diferentes. Y hacía mi trabajo lo mejor posible, pero me gusta más el medio campo.
He likes playing as a midfielder, you know, especially right in the middle. You know, in Chicago they actually experimented with him playing different positions, but that is really his most comfortable position, right in the middle in the midfield.
He's Alex, new signing from Chicago, joining us. What are the biggest challenges for a player from Brazil coming to Major League Soccer, and for that matter, other countries coming to Major League Soccer? What are the biggest adjustments?
Para un jugador de Brasil, como tú, por ejemplo, ¿cuáles son los mayores ajustes, no, para al llegar a la Major League Soccer?
Eu creio que a mentalidade tem que estar 100% por trabalho, que a MLS é uma liga forte. E eu creio que se um jogador do Brasil vem com a mentalidade boa, eu creio que pode subsalir aqui na liga.
I mean, you have to have the mentality that it's all business here. You know, it's a very strong league, more than people realize. And you have to come here, and you can't let your guard down at all when it comes to being a professional. And you have to be a professional 24 hours a day and just make sure that you live the lifestyle accordingly.
Last question. Do Brazilian footballers sometimes have additional pressure just because of the greatness of that soccer-playing nation? Is that an additional pressure sometimes that any Brazilian player in any league in the world has to sort of bear?
¿Crees que los jugadores brasileños, por la tradición que tiene Brasil en términos futbolísticos, quizás tienen un poquito más de presión que el resto de los futbolistas de otros países a tratar de sobresalir o a dar un poquito más de sí?
Eu creio que todo futebolista de Brasil, quando vai a outra equipe, o clube espera um pouco mais de nós outros por ter um pouco mais de técnica, um pouco mais de tradição com o futebol. Eu creio que assim é em qualquer lugar que vai ter sempre uma pressão a mais, não importa que seja de Brasil ou de outro país, é bom sempre fazer do trabalho 100% e melhor de ti.
Yeah, I think that, you know, by being Brazilian and by being a Brazilian soccer player, you always have that expectation no matter where you go, you know, to always give a little bit more, to always be a little bit more technically gifted because of the level of play that you have in Brazil, because of the quality of players that you have in Brazil. But that's just a part of the game. You know, you try to come in and you try to give 100% each and every day, whether you train or you play, and that's pretty much the way you have to be.
Are Brazilians still hurting from the World Cup results this year, and how has that affected the country emotionally?
¿Todavía hay dolor después de la Copa del Mundo, después de lo que pasó? ¿Le ha afectado al país emocionalmente?
Sí, yo creo que sí, pero es bueno ter pasado eso porque el fútbol ya ha cambiado mucho tiempo. Yo creo que ahora cada uno de los jugadores puede se concentrar más y poner que no es los mejores del mundo, como ya ha pasado algunas veces, ¿no?
Claro. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's still hurting, you know, it's still a memory, but that's something we better get over sooner rather than later. I mean, it's a different game, it's a more demanding game than it was a few years ago, so we just need to adjust and try to make the best of it and try to, you know, return to the top.
Gracias, Alex. Mucho gusto.
Thank you, mucho gusto.